We are on Daf Samach Zayin Omed Beis, five lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Leishonu Elo Lifne Yush Avala Acha Yush Konai Ganev Rishin. And it's going to Ein Agoinev Achar Aganev Mishalem Tashlume Keifel. So it says in the Mishnah, if a goyinev, a person is a goyinev from a ganev, he doesn't pay kefil. Omar Rav, in the pashtus, he doesn't pay kefil to the nignav. The gunav mi beis ha'ish, v'loi mi beis ha'ganev. Omar Rav leishonu ala lifne yish. That is dafke if the bailim were not miyayish. So memele. So, by the nignav, it's a goin, it's not the gunav mi beiseish, it was stolen from the ganav. And from the ganav, it's also not the gunav mi beiseish. Avo la'ache yush, but after yush, konei ganav rishin. So then the ganav rishin was kinda with yush. The ganav sheni mishalim tashlume kefil leganav rishon. The ganav sheni pays kefil leganav rishon. So here we see that Rav holds that Yush is kaina. Omar Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes said, Amino kinayim b'shochiv Rav Omar lohoshmaita. So Rav Sheshes said, Rav should say such a statement that Yush is kaine. You pay kefil to the ganav rishon. This must have been said kinayim b'shochiv Rav. He wouldn't say this when he would have been alert, because Rav is too great a Talmud Chacham to say such a thing. He must have said it when he was almost asleep. The sanya in. We learned about Raisa, Omar Rabbi Kiva, Mibnei ma omro teire tovach umochar mishalem tashlume abo v'chamish. Why did the teire say that tovach umocha pays dalet v'hei? Mibnei she nishtarish v'chet. Because it was nishtarish v'chet. Amos. Now, when did he sell the chayfetz, before Yish or after Yish? Ilema lifna Yish, if he sold the chayfetz, if he sold the shayreset before Yish, miike nishtarish, miike nishtarish. Elo la'acha Yish, so kochoch he sold it la'acha Yish, nitz nishtarish pechet. Let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Nishtarish also shiroshim. He made that the chet should have shiroshim. Kloima nischazek bechet. That through tvicha mechire the chet became stronger. Shekonoi, because now the lekeach was kaine the shoyreise. Umahani Maisov, and he accomplished, that means he went further with the Gneve. When he stole it alone, so it was stolen from the Nignav, but it still belongs to the Nignav. By selling it to a Lekeach, so now it's Ois Nignav's, it belongs to the Lekeach. So he went further. Mahani Maisov. So because of this, the Torah counts him Dalet V'hei. So now, the Inyan of Dalet V'hei, how is it speaking? Ilei melifnei yish mochoi mi'ika nishtarish. Ho lo yahanu maisov. It's lo yahanu maisov. Dishini rishus sheshino mirshus elishus lekech b'lo yish leke l'man diyom adekoni. Shini rishus alone is not koine. So, just like when it was by the ganev, the nignav comes to the ganev and asks him to give it back to him. So when it's by the lekeach, we take it away from the lekeach also. So there's no nishtarish bechet. So what's that the chet? Got shroshim, it got stronger, was nishazik. So al kochach we have to say that the Rabbi Kiva is telling us that the chiyu of dalet vehei is, if it's because of nishtarish bechet, it means that after yiyush, the ganef sold it to the lekeach, and the lekeach was now kind of biyush v'shine rishus. So it comes out now behechlet, it's not the nigma, so that's cool. So you were moisiv on the chet, you made it a real gneve. La'ache yish tahanu maiso. Da'ashti koni lekeach betarte yish v'shine rishus. So from Rabbi Kiva we see that the chiyuv of dalet vehei is la'ache yish. V'salke daitoch yish koni, if you'll say that yish is koine, amay mishalem tashlumi abo v'chamishe, shaloyu teveyach, shaloyu moichel. If yish is koine, and Rav said after yish it belongs to the ganev, and if someone steals from the ganev, he pays kefil to the ganev. Mamash belongs to the ganev. So why is the ganev chayiv and dalet vehei? It's shaloyu teveyach, shaloyu moichel. So akochach is muchach that yish is not koine. So well, then it's very good. So yish is not koine. So the chis Rabbi Kiva said the chiyuv of dalet vehei is the chiyuv of dalet vehei is dafke after yish and nishtarish bechet through the mechire he made that the chet should have shroshim. Now it's completely out of the ownership of the nignav, and that's why you pay dalet vehei. Omri, so the Gemara answers, Kidiyom Arova Mibnei Sheshone Bechet, Ochenami Mibnei Sheshone Bechet. Let us see what Rashi says. Ve'isal kedaitach yiyush greide koni ganev, amay mishal mabo v'chemishe. Hodomi ba'alme de'islo le'ba'alme, he just owes money to the ba'alim. This like the Bible Gabei Vishaloi Tovach Umocha. So the Gemara says Kedom Arova LeKamon Bishmaiten Sheshona Bechet. He repeated the Chet Loilam Lifne Yush Afapid Lo Yahanu Maisov Mechayev. Now let us just try to understand a few things. What is number one? What is the teretz of the Gemara? And the Kiva says nishtarish bechet. So Rava says, no, Rava said shana bechet. What? Rava says different than Rabbi Kiva. I mean, Rabbi Kiva said nishtarish bechet. And what is the taich of shana bechet? What does Rava mean? A person is chayiv dalet vehei because shana bechet. So I'd like to say over two shita mikubetzeses, one after the other, and we'll understand lakaponim what Rabbi said. One shita mikubetzes says, what is the taich of shona bechet? Dakati hayetzer tokfoi shaloi shov merish ospi vuboli honais midmei gzeilosai. The shona bechet means he stole it. Fine. One avlet, but good. He stole it, but the vial, he's not neni yet from the Dover Agonav. He stole it. There's one avla. Shone, now he's repeating the chet. He wants to be neni from the gneve. He sold it. He's not being neni from the money. So the shone bechet means that even though could be the mechira is in chal, the mechira is before yish, the mechira is in chal, but al kaponim, from his actions, he's repeating the chet. First he stole it, now he wants to get money for it. So that's Yitzray Tokvosh Loishov Merishosoi Vuboli Hones Midmeg Zeilosoi Vinishtarish. Now what's the taich for Nishtarish Bechet? But Rabbi Kiva said Nishtarish Bechet. So there's a Meiri. The Meiri says, Nishtarish, Lav Davke Shahoyil Maiso, but doesn't mean the way you understood that he accomplished, he made Shroshim, Elakach Perushoi, Shenishtarish Bechet Rotzoloimer Sheshone Beivaltoi Kaodom Hamushrishbo, Veinioch Lozois Mimeno. The Ganev is Nishtarish. Not that the Chet, the Gneve, he made Shroshim and the Gneve, he made it a permanent Gneve. No. The Ganev is Nishtarish Bechet, that he, it's one Chet after another. He can't hold himself, not enough, he stole it, now he wants to have enough from the money. So that means he can't control himself. Nishtarish Bechet is going one Chet after the other. But not that the Mechira was Chal, the Mechira wasn't Chal, the Mechira is only before Yish. But Al Kaponim, his actions show that he's Shakua Bechet. That's the Taich Nishtarish Bechet. Ben Yochel Lozo is Mimena. That is Pshat in the Gemara. Now, I'd like to mention Taisvis as we had learned Nishita Sarabeinu Tam. The Shita Sarabeinu Tam was that Tzai Ule and Tzai Rabbi Yochanan hold that Yish is coming. That's the Shita Sarabeinu Tam. But more on Sukkot, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kanye be Yish. No, Rabbi Mitzvah Bobaveir, Rabbi Kolben, it's possible. But Kanye Lakov, but Yish is coming. So Taisves asks Akashe on the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says later, that the chiyuv of Dalet Behei is bein lifne yish, bein la'ache yish. Sai the ganav stole it after yish. Sai the ganav sold it after yish. He's also chayiv Dalet Behei. So Tosfos asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yechonos yish is koine, so why is he chayiv on the mechire? Shalayum mocha. This is Taisvis Kasha. And Taisvis proves from this that Rabbi Yechonos Yish is not kind. That's how Taisvis proves. We had mentioned the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes says that Rabbeinu Tam holds, even though Yish is kind, then you sold it after Yish, it's a gzeiris akosib yechayim and alvei, even though Yish is kind. Fine. So the Shita Mekubetzes asks, what's that? It's a Gzeres HaKosev. Finish. It's a Gzeres HaKosev. You mentioned yesterday from the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer explains, because Tam Gneve Yush Bailam. See later, there's a Mamas and off the Gemara like this. So it says, V'chigne V'yishoyer, he said, V'tova Chumocha, and he said, Mocha, you paid Dalet V'hei. It's after Yush. It's how you paid Dalet V'hei. Even after Yish, you paid Dalet V'hei. So he had a Gzeiris HaKosev. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Yish is kind, but he still chayv Dalet V'hei after Yish. Fine. But the Shita Mekubetzes says, no, there's such a Gzeiris HaKosev. So what happened over here? Rav said that Yish is kind. Rav Sheish said to him, Gegangenem the Yoren. Oh, Yish is kind. How could that be? Rabbi Kiva says that the whole chiva of Dalet V'hei is because Nishtarish Bechet. Nishtarish Bechet means he sold it after Yish, and the Lekeach was kind of the chavis. No, Shalaya Tever, Shalaya Moicha. Like the Shita Mekibetzis. What's Rav Sheishis is Kasha? I am B'Shita Mekibetzis, V'tim Tzenachis. The Rabbi Natan says it's a Gzeres HaKosov. What's your problem? And Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbeinu Tam said this then, it's Taki Yish is kind, and it's his. Ay, why is he chayv Dalet V'hei? Shaloyim moicha. Agzeres HaKosov. So Rav should have said, so Rav Sheish is yes, Takash and Rav. Rav should have said the same shtick title. Amir de Kekash and the Rabbeinu Tam. I thought perhaps we could for emphasize the Rabbeinu Tam. and Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kasha whatsoever. And Rav is a moiridike kasha. And that's why Rav Sheish is asked on Rav. We have explained what is the svara of this gzeiros hakosuf. It's a peladike gzeiros hakosuf. That means that the behemoth belongs, the sheir belongs to the ganef. V'af al pikein, the sheir belongs to the ganef. V'af al pikein, v'af al pikein, mechuyev dalvei, I sold my sheir. Why mechuyev dalvei? So we wanted to say that the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that even though Yiyush is Koine for the Ganet, but it's a Shir B'Kinyonai, that the Gufa Behema belongs to the Ganet, but the Shavius of the Behema still belongs to the Nigna. So that means it's my Shoyer, but the value of the Shoyer is yours. We have here a shutvis in the shir. It's my shir, but the value of the shir is yours. There's a shir b'kinyone. So wanted to say, soy bazoi. So the gzeiros hakosuf is not too bad, even though I'm shechting my shir, but the meya shir is yours. So I'm shechting the shavius of the shir is yours. So that's good. I'm shechting your, there's a shir in the kinyan. That is Machayev Dalvei. That's the Gzeiros HaKosuf, even though the Guf HaShoyer is mine. Rav said, Amir Dikazach. Rav said that if someone stole something, and then the Bailam were Miyayish, and then someone stole it from him, the Gan of Sheni stole it, so he pays kefil to the Gan of Rishon. Rav says the Gan of Sheni pays kefil to the Gan of Rishon. Now, if the Gan of Sheni pays kefil to the Gan of Rishon, double the amount, so we see that the Shavius of the Behema also belongs to the Gan of Rishon. Because if the Shavius belong to the Nignav, so why are you paying kefil to the Gan of? The Gan of is a Sheir without a Shavius. But the Shavius belongs still to the Nignav. If you would hold Yish as a Shir B'Kinyonai. And if Rav said that you pay kefil to the Gan of Rishon, so Vaistois Rav holds that the Shir B'Shaviusai belongs to the Gan of Rishon. It's completely the Gan. If it's completely the Gan, you can't say there's a Gzeiros HaKosuf that the Gan is Chayiv Dalet Vehei. Such a thing is Leinitin Leyoma. So therefore, Rav Sheish is on Rav is such a kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Rabbeinu Tam says that it's a Gzeiros HaKosuf. That even though Yish is Koine, but you still Chayiv Dalet Vehei. Toshma, we learned, so al koponim, it comes out like this, according to Rav, that Yish is Koine, according to Rav, that Yish is Koine, so it comes out the whole Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei is before Yish. After Yush, so then there's no Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei, because Shaloi Teveyach, Shaloi Umoicha. Toshma, Utvochoi Oimachori. It says in the Posik, Utvochoi Oimachori. So we make a hekesh. Ma Tviche She'enei Chezeres. Just like Tviche, after you shechted, it will not become alive again. It's whatever he did is done. Af mechire she'ene chezeres. So the mechire means it's a mechire lachalutin, and the Gemara understood that after it's sold, and then the Nignav can't get it back. Just like the Nignav after Tviche cannot get back his live behemoth, so the Nignav after Mechire cannot get back his sold behemoth. Amos. So now let us figure out when was the mechira made that it's a mechira shein nechezeres. Hilei malifnei yiyush. If we'll say the mechira is lifnei yiyush, amayei nechezeres. So why isn't it chayza? He sold it before yiyush. The mechira was never chal. So why is the mechira ein nechezeres? The lekech isn't kaina with shini reshus. Elo la'achayish. So it has to be speaking about la'achayish. Pisal kedaitach kanye. If you'll say he was kainem. Amay mishalim dalad vehaim. Shalayu tebeach shalayu moichel. So here we have a kash. Here we have a baraiser that says clearly that the chiyuv of dalet vehei is such a mechire that ain't a chazeres, which means that the lekeach was kaina with yish vishine reshus, so therefore the nignav can't get it back. So if the nignav was kaina yish vishine reshus, it was yish already by the ganet and by the lekeach. If the lekeach is kaina yish vishine reshus, al koch there was yish. By the Ganev, and by the Lekech, it was Shini Reshus, it's Bateros Eliyodai. So you see that even though there was Yiyush by the Ganev, he's still Chayiv Dalad Vehei. And that's the only case he's Chayiv Dalad Vehei. It's a Mechire Shein Nechezeres. It belongs to the Lekeach. And the Lekech was Kaine B'Yiyush V'Shini Reshus. And there was Yiyush by the Ganev. No, according to Rav, Rav holds Yish is kaine, and if Yish is kaine, he shouldn't be chayiv on mechira. It's shalayu meicha. So here we say, before you wanted to tell me the chayiv is before Yish, and the shtarish means something else, fine. But here we have to say klo. The Baraisa says that you only chayiv on mechira if eino chayzeres. So that means it remains by the Lekeach. So it has to be that Lekeach acquired it after Yish. So you see that there's a chiyuv of Mechire after Yish. And we don't say that the Ganev was, we don't say that the Ganev was kind of be Yish. Let us see what Rashi says. Sheina Chezeres, Kasalka Daitach, the Hochi Koma. The Loy Mechayev, Elaheche, the Mechirosoi, Mechire Gemure, Vikanya Lekeach, when it's really sold. That's when the Ganav is Chayev. Yeah. So if you say it's before Yiyush, Amaine Chezeres, Shini Rishus below Yiyush Mikoni, no one holds Shini Rishus alone is Chayev. So there has to be speaking about lachi yush dechimot abiyad lekeach. Iketarti yush v'shine reshus bekanye. V'isal kedaitach konye gane v'yush gerede amay mishalem. That's the kasha. And for the Gemara, you're learning wrong pshat, and it has to be ena chayzeres. Prat l'shehikna l'shloishim yoyim. It means over there that was sold for 30 days. It doesn't mean that the mechire has to be a mechire kayemes, that the nignav can't take it away from the chas v'sholem. The whole tzir of Dalad Vehei is we sold it before Yush. And the Nignav has to, is zicher capable of taking it away from the Lekeach. That what the Baraisa says, you need Eina Chezeres, that means the Maise Mechire has to be a Mechire Lachalute. But if I sold it for 30 days, I sold it a Mechire Lezman, so such a mechira, you're not chayiv. Why aren't you chayiv? Because I make a hekesh mechira to tviche. Just like tviche, it's ena chayzeres. Whatever was done, it doesn't go back. So mechira is also ein chayzer. So you have to make a mechira lachalut and not a mechira lamed yoy. Achinami pat l'shikna l'shloisimim. That is pshat and the drash. So nu pshat ein chayzer. So again, in reality, the mechira doesn't help, but that's irrelevant. The chiyuv d'alvei is for making the maisa mechira, not for accomplishing something. You're not accomplishing anything with the mechira. Because the whole chiyuv of mechira is before yirsh. So you're not accomplishing anything with the mechira. But al koponim, the tzuras hachiyuv of dalad vehei, the tzuras hachiyuv of dalad vehei is, if I made al koponim a maise mechira, that mitzad the maise mechira, it should be forever. But if I made a maise mechira lizman, so that's not, you're not chayiv on this. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention a ha'ore. Let us mention two ha'ores. There's a meiridike machloikis between the Rosh and Rabbi Avigdor Kohen. In Hilchus Lulav, the Rosh says, if I'll give a person a lulav lizman, I'm giving you a lulav lizman, it's yours, that means for the next 5 minutes, it's yours. For 5 minutes. Afterwards, it's mine. You don't have to give it back to me, I'm giving it to you for 5 minutes. But in these 5 minutes, it's yours. Is it lochem or is it not lochem? So the Rosh, that's not called lochem. That's not yours. That's called shol. It's mine. It's my, if it's yours, yours for 5 minutes does not mean it's yours. Amaton el menas lahachza means something else. It's yours completely. It's in ganzen yours. And when you have to be makin it back to me, it's that's yours. I'm making a condition. You have to be matting it back to me. So it becomes mine. You that's called yours. I gave it to you lachalutin. Then you're matting it back to me. That's called yours. But amatonel is man. That is not called yours. That is called shaul. The Ketzai brings down a Rabbi Avigdor Kohen. Rabbi Avigdor Kohen says, no, it's called yours. It's yours. It's yours for 5 minutes. For five minutes, it's yours. What'll happen later, Moskate Meron will happen. But in these 5 minutes, it's yours. That's called Lochem. Lochaire, there's a similar machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Rambam explains There's a difference between schiris and mechira lizman. There's a similar machloikis between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Rambam, Perik Chav Gimel, Halacha Hei, from Hilchus Mechire, Hei and Vov. Hamoichel Guf HaKarka Lizman Kotsuf. Someone sold a karka for Zman. Hareze Mechire. That's called a Mechire. It's sold. Umishtamish Halaikeach Beguf Kechevtsoi. He does what he wants with the Guf. Ve'oichel ha'peiris, kol zman ha'mechire, eats the peiris, u'besoif tachzeh lebala. Afterwards, we'll go back to the Bible. This is Halacha Hei. U'ma hefrish, yesh bein ha'moicher karke lezman kotzuv, bein ha'makna oisoi lepeiroisel. What's the difference if I sell you a karke
lizman kotsu, it's yours for 5 years, or I sell you a karka lepeiresel, that you could have the peiris of the karka. Shahakoina lepeiris, if you only koina the peiris, the karka lepeiresel, ain't a yochel leshanes tsurasa karka, he can't be mishana the tsurasa karka, v'lo yivne, v'lo yagas, he bought an orchard, he'll plow down, he'll push down all the trees and he'll build a skyscraper over there. No? V'lo yivne, v'lo yagas, because I only sold it to leperesel. Avala koine lizman kotsu, but if I bought it for 5 years, hu boine, he builds, v'hoires, and he destroys, v'oise b'chols manei akotsu, k'moishe oise akoine kinyan oilam loilam. Just like if it's mine forever, I could do whatever I want with it. Zok the Rambam, if it's mine for 5, that was this big print in the contract. You're selling it to me for 5 years, a mechira lizman. In these 5 years, I can do whatever I want with this karka, because in these 5 years, it's mine. Zok the Raivit, Omar Avrom, eini meitzi, mechira lizman kotsu. I never heard of such a thing. You sell something for a zman, sheyivne, v'sheyahareis, it's a matter of the kachidish, he sold it, yours, he can... Okay, this is the order from the Raivit. So others want to say al kaponim, others want to say al kaponim, from the Rambam, it would seem there's such a concept of mechira lizman. Now, let's go to how do we get into this? Let's go to our Gemara. We have a Moiradiki Gemara. The Gemara says that it says, Tovach imochus, says the Hekish mechira to tviche. Ma tviche eino chezeres, after tviche, it's done. It can't go back to the previous state. Ach mechira eina chayzeres. The mechira also doesn't go back to the bailim. That means it doesn't go back to the bailim. That means a mechira for 30 days is not similar to tviche, because a mechira for 30 days goes back to the bailim. So lechayra zazay. Bishleim, according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Avigdor Cohen, it's very good. The Emerson, to sell for 30 days, it sold. It sold completely for 30 days. Betzim, it's called a mechire. So if I just, without this hekish, I would say, he sold it. He sold it for 30 days. Who says, that's also called a mochav. He sold it for 30 days. Mehechi teisi, you should be chayv ba'od vehe. So the Mor brings, but there's a hekish. Mechira has to be similar to Tvicha. Just like by Tvicha, after it's geschachten, it doesn't change its status. It's always geschachten. Mechira also has to be always sold. But if it's only sold for a zman, there's no chiyuv dalet v'hei. So memela, so I have a limud that you're not chiyuv dalet v'hei. But that's good according to the Rambam. But according to the Raivet and the Rosh, a kinyan lizman is a kinyan peiris, it's tzchiris, it's shol. You need a hekish for this? You need a hekish? It says mocha, it says socha. It doesn't say socha, it says mocha. So mocha means sold. And if a kinyan lizman is not called sold, it's only called I have a right to use it, so memelas, so why do you need a hekish from pashtidikro? This is v'chayra meredike kash. And I'd like to say over, before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over the loshen of the minchas boruch. The loshen of the mishael sechubas minchas boruch simen peites on the base.
But he brings a different raya. But he brings a mordeke raya. Ve'ineime, the mechire lizman, loikona haguf l'chol dover. If you'll tell me, mechire lizman, I can't do everything what I want to do. I mean, my hands are tied. Elo l'tashmish greide. If I'm sent to vazman, so that means, I want it back afterwards. So the mechire is only mugbul for usage, not to do whatever you want. Koshetuve. So he says he doesn't understand this Gemara. The lama li kol mayit ene mishalom dalet vehei, because it's a hekish, mechire te tviche. Omrinen, the Gemara says later, and afayin chesam et beis, umochoi kuloi, that the chiev of dalet vehei is you have to sell the whole behemoth. She'im shia la'atzmoy afilu regel shelo. If I sold the whole behema, but I left over a foot, ain't a chayved alday. You have to sell it kuloy. Not from it, this is a mocha kuloy. You have to sell the whole thing. Koshkein hocha, if you'll tell me that a mechiril is man means that you could use it, but it's mine, that's a taich of mechiril is man. Like the Rosh held, that, that it's mine, you're using mine, it's Shoal, you're using mine. So, Sheshaya kola beima la'atzmoy, shaloi mocha letash mishgreide. I only said you could use it. If that means you could only use it, but it's my behemoth. So memela, so why do you need a hekish of tetviche? Ela vadai. The behecher tzorech loyma, the miyuta dekro hainu. You know what the pasuk, the Gemara means? Hainu afagav shoyma loy befeirish. Shemoycha loy guf abeheima lechol dovo al lamed yoyim. The Gemara is speaking about, he said this, and it works, and it helps, he told them, for 30 days it's yours completely. The goof of Bahim is yours. Im ochlo, if you ate it, a good appetit. In these 30 days, it's yours. Or if you sold it, it's sold. It's yours in these 30 days. So Memela, this is called mocha. This is called mocha kuloi. So now, good, if I forget, so Memela, now it's yours completely. So after 30 days, if it's around after 30 days, it goes back. So therefore, the Gemara, they bring a drosha, the tviche. So we need a drosha over here. B'shamachi boi kola mayet, the mikol mokim, eini chayev bedalot vei, because it's not doima le tviche. So b'emerson, the ha'ore, the minchas boruch, asked the skasha, and He says, a Gemara is muchach, that it's, you can make in a mechira lezman to be shaloi legamri, it's his completely, he can eat it, he can does everything, and that's what he says. Now, let us see Rashi, just, that's how we learned the Minchas Baruch, fine, that's John the Gemara, by the Gegangen. But let us see Rashi. Rashi is a very, very disturbing. Zitrashi, prat l'shehikne loy l'shloy shemyoy. Kloima, loylam lifnei yish. It's speaking about that he sold the lifnei yish. V'hai enei chezeres diktoni, that what it says, enei chezeres, loy lemute heichid loy hanu maiso. Doesn't come to my rechle hanu maiso. V'af agav loy hanu, Chayve Rachmon, oil v'shon bechet, even though it doesn't help, you also chayv. Elamute heichet leimocha ganav lekech, elo, laseis bo meloche shloishim yoyim. So Rashi seems to say, he said beferish, I'm selling it for you to do meloche with it. The hook is schiris ba'alme, just like schiris. Finished. So Rashi is very schwer. I mean, please, to tell me that Schira, it says Umocha, I mean, you need a Psahekish to tell me Umocha, Schira is not Mech, it says Umocha. Rashi seems, Rashi is very unclear if he, it's speaking about, he told him, it's very unclear what Rashi says. The Loimocha Ganu Kech Elo Lassis Bo Melochish Loishim Yoim. So it's unclear the Kev Yeshud Achsim is Mesupik if he said Beferish. It's only for Meloche. And the Rashi is also Moid if you want to get sell it Lagamri. But he only said for Meloche. The Hook is Schir is Baalme. So then we have this problem. So Lachayre, for the way Rashi makes it so simple and so understanding, it's a pella, you don't need a hekish for this, it says a mocha, so this is a soschiris, vashteitza, that, you're not chayiv, dalad vay. This is the problem with Rashi.